We know that drink drive incidents go on through the whole of the year, so it's kind of a baseline number every month go on drink driving. But we know particularly there are two peaks in the year. One of those peaks, the highest peak, is in the summer, and then there's another high peak, which is slightly lower than summer, which takes place around about Christmas. So there are two key areas where we like to message people, because of course on both incidents, drivers have got plenty of opportunity to socialise, party, have a good time, etc. And I guess during the summer months, mainly that's due to things like outdoor events, barbecues, celebrations, gatherings. And it's true to say that summertime is a worse time for drink drive incidents. What we're trying to say through this campaign really is just to put the question in drivers' minds. Is it really worth taking the risk? You don't actually have to be drunk to be dangerous. There's plenty of research out there that says even if you've had one or two drinks that you are still a greater risk than if you haven't had a drink. So what we're saying to drivers is, if you're going to be somewhere where alcohol is going to be present, the temptations are going to be there for you, don't take the risk. Try and figure out a different way of getting home if you're going to be drinking. So it's one or other, really. If you're drinking, don't drive, and if you're driving, don't drink. Drink driving to me is one of those things that's completely and utterly avoidable, and whilst drink drive incidents only make up for about a sixth of all road deaths, they are still a significant part, and it's one of those really frustrating things, I'm sure, for anybody involved to know that nobody is forced to drink and then drive. So really, of all the crash causation issues, drink driving is probably the easiest one to avoid.